Starship in the 70s. Yeah. Starship and then Starship.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Wait, they sing that song? Really? So.
They do, that's Starship.
Really?
Yeah. It went from this to that.
Why did I not even know that?
Now, they might have a few different members in the band, but it's still the...
Right.
The band, you know.
That's fucking crazy. I never knew that. I hope the audience was just like, wait a minute, what?
I try to catch everybody off guard with that one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. I hope it sounded good coming into it. That's what I hope.
You're blasted.
I'm hoping that it just sounded good. What are you guys up to?
Another normal week.
Yeah?
Yep.
Just hanging out? Yep. Playing Nintendo, huh?
Yeah, I wish.
It's like, I wish it was that kind of week. Oh, but we're going to watch a movie after this.
Yeah.
Some shitty movie. You already know it. He's just like, well, you fucking want to be here.
Yeah. No. Thomas is here right now.
Oh, I'm not talking about him, but I was talking about you.
They're going to hear some other person breathing. Who the fuck is it? The FBI man?
I mean, they might think that. I don't know.
Just
normal week. Dude, I've been on this like weird.
Another normal one. another fucking week.
Hold on, sorry. This like book thing. Or like, I got a new book. It's called 1491. And it's basically about like, I haven't read it yet, but it's about America like before Columbus got here. I'm super excited. I did give it to my mom, so hopefully that...
American Four, Columbus Guy. So basically the... should I say it?
What?
Giants. No,
not that one. That one's not on Giants. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm on right now. I'm on this whole, like, ancient America thing right here. Like, the ancient giants who ruled America.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost done with it. It's coming in.
I feel like March is the beginning of the next phase.
Like Marvel?
Well, actually, technically, yeah, that too. But, well, I mean, we just entered a new phase of Marvel. Apparently. I just found it out.
Yeah.
Phase 5.
Mm-hmm.
We actually talked about that.
Yeah.
That was me and you.
Yeah.
Some reason I thought that was me and you.
No, that was us. We were trying to figure that out. We found out.
We found out. It's phase 5 now.
Yeah. So.
Crazy.
It doesn't even feel like it, does it?
Phase 5. Phase 3 was Endgame, wasn't it? Or phase 4, I mean? Or phase
3.
Phase 3.
Phase 3 was Endgame.
The very last one.
And so phase 4.
Or Spider-Man was the last one of phase 3.
Yeah. Phase 4 was setting up.
Don't they just already set up for each other? Yeah. So I thought, Thomas. All right, so I feel... Well, Matt was going to join us today, but we kind of politely asked him not to come.
Not to fucking come.
Just because, like, you know, I'm not going to be honest with him. Like, he already knows. If he really wanted to do it, I would have done it with him.
Right.
But, like... He did not get off work till late tonight, and he wasn't going to be able to come over till around 11 or 11:30.
Right.
And we got shit to do the next day, so I was like, I cannot do that.
Yeah.
So we're here now. So, sorry, Matt. We do miss you, buddy. It is a good time when you're here.
Right.
But next week you'll be on, I hope. You better be. I asked you to try to get that day off, so yeah.
I am double-checking. Place in 1976. We're doing a 1976 episode next.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That's all I'm gonna say. So.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
I looked at the whole calendar. I liked it, so I'm down for it. Cool. I didn't reply in the chat.
Yeah. Nobody fucking replied in the chat, so I was like, okay.
Well, I got a lot of stuff.
Got a lot of stuff going on. I gotcha. But still, you couldn't just give me a thumbs. You have an Apple. You could just like the fucking thing. Just like it.
You can't do that on Android.
We can now.
Oh, nice.
Maybe. I don't know, actually.
It doesn't matter. You guys got more options on it anyway. Like, in total, you guys got more options.
Yeah.
Right? Ours Maybe. Is more user-friendly, and it's aesthetically better, but...
I don't know, dude. I think they look both pretty good.
You know what? You're right. The last Galaxy I had was an S5, which was still pretty cool.
At the time,
but that's my last impression of it, so...
I think the 5 was, like, one of the best ones, right?
It was the beginning of, I feel like...
Yeah, that was, like, one of the best fucking ones.
New Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Galaxies used to be looked down on. Yeah. But after the S5, I feel like it switched.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the 5 was the one that was like,
yeah.
That was
no, there's something
the,
wrong. Galaxy's.
The back panel was
actually,
kind of like
I'll
a,
tell you what.
I didn't even have
the
Galaxy.
Screen on the S5 was far more superior than the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
And iPhone 4. I think it came out in like 2012-ish or 2013, 14. Actually, I don't remember. But all I know is the screen was pretty big for its time. So.
I think it had like a Moto or something like that.
Did you? What did you have?
It was like 2017. I don't know what it was.
A Moto in 2017?
Exactly.
I think I had a VHS player in 2017. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I still have one.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it makes calls, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, that's all you need. So, today, we decided to do an episode for some listeners that we have in Hong Kong. We are doing an urban legend. Some say it's the ghostly takeaway. I'm calling it Takeout to Die For. Whatever names you want to call it.
And it's tied to another whole thing. That's a much bigger thing than
yeah.
this itself.
So, it's the main part of the story is kind of like just about hell money.
Hell money, yeah.
Hell money. And Darius, what is hell money?
It's basically a current. It's a third-party currency. It's mm-hmm. not made by the government. Very popular in China, and it's meant to be taken with the it's meant to be taken with you in the afterlife.
Gotcha.
And basically, it's meant to be used as because I believe, and I mean, I don't know too much about their culture when it comes to religion, but if I remember right, when they go, they believe they go straight to hell, and that's where the decision's made. If they go to heaven,
mm-hmm.
or they stay in hell, and basically, the money helps them.
Like bribe.
It's a,
like
bribe,
a bribe,
and they burn it when you die. I believe. I don't. You read about the burning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
so
burn
the burning is a big part of the hell money.
Well, yeah, they gotta kill it.
Right. They gotta kill it. Now, there's nothing special about hell money when it comes to like, you know how with our money, I'm not too sure about official Chinese currency, but with our dollars, you can look under it, like a light,
light,
and you can see all that stuff. No, hell money is just printed usually on rice paper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing too special. Based off, like, I mean, it looks pretty official, though, if you look at it.
Yeah.
Like, if you search up Hell Money, it does look pretty, you know, they put a lot of effort into the design.
Right.
Of Hell Money, that's what I'm trying to say. But it's been around for a long time. I want to say it was, they believe that it was, like, it first appeared between the 7th and 11th centuries. So, it's been around for a very long time.
Yeah, it has.
And,
I mean, that's
a very,
cool,
it's a very interesting thing. I mean, what did you read on?
I mean, yeah, just all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool. I thought it was really neat. It is neat how other countries celebrate or their rituals for, like, the dead, like, funerals and stuff.
I mean, they're not the only ones that have, like, money.
Oh, no.
Situation. Like, the Greeks and Romans had a very similar thing.
Yeah. I want to say Mexico has a similar thing with
after,
coins.
Yeah. You
carry
it
so, like,
into your afterlife, and it helps. So.
Yeah. I know. I like that kind of stuff. It's really interesting. We just put people on the ground, stand around.
I'm sure there's a counterculture out there, like a very small group of people that do pass around some type of Obama books that will carry on to the afterlife.
I think like if
America's so diverse, I feel like there has to be some type
I feel
of
like
out
if
there.
I would want anything, I think I'd want the Viking root.
Excuse me, what dick root?
The Viking root?
Oh.
Like the route that they took. The
root. Okay.
The route.
Root.
Roots. Yeah, and just fucking put me out in the ocean and have, like, some cool archer fucking just, and I just go, explode. Yeah, that would be the cool part.
Like, it has, like a bomb C4 at the end of the arrow. Just, like,
that'd be insane.
You would die instantly.
So I'd become cool. Chum.
Yeah, you would be part of the chum bucket.
Right? Yeah. The chum bucket.
Charred. You go straight to plankton, bro.
Yeah. It's funny. We're watching a lot of SpongeBob today. A lot of episodes.
But you want me going to get into the actual thing itself?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's.
And then we can talk about. Yeah. Okay. So throughout the whole internet, I did some research on it, and I cannot find any other types of variations of the story. It's all the same text. It doesn't help that we're in another country. You know, I feel like it's a little bit easier maybe for people in Hong Kong to maybe find the story, or the locals will know a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
You know, however, maybe it does take place in 1989, so it has been a little while. So, but it is known around the internet, and it's usually called the ghostly takeaway. Okay. So I'm going to get into it. So on a normal afternoon in December of 1989, Shio Yong Ki, a Cha Cheng Tang. When we get into Cha Cheng Tang real quick, because I got to explain that a little bit.
The first thing that you said is a name.
Yeah. I was going to stop real quick because I want to explain what Cha Cheng Tang is real quick, which if I'm butchering it, I apologize. Cha Cheng Tang, it's like a 50s style cafe in Hong Kong. I mean, that's what I read about it. I saw some pictures. It kind of just looks like a normal cafe, honestly.
Gotcha.
But it's a cool one. I'm pretty sure they don't have them anymore. I don't think they're around anymore. Hmm. But so yeah, a Cha Cheng Tang in 1989 received a phone order for four people's worth of food to be delivered. Upon its arrival, the delivery boy rang the doorbell, and the door just opened, just a crack, and money was slipped through the gap, and the person in the flat asked for the food to be placed outside. The staff didn't think much of it and headed back to the restaurant. When the owner cashed out the register at that night, he discovered a stack of hell money. All the staff claimed that they had nothing to do with it, but a couple days later, there was hell money in the cash register again, making the connection that the delivery had been made to the same apartment again that day, and thinking it was a tasteless prank. The furious owner said that he would deliver the food himself if another order from the same address should come through. Sure enough, they received a call the next day, so the owner made the trip himself and tried to peek through the gap when the door opened. He couldn't make anything out and left again after he... left after making sure the money he received was indeed Hong Kong dollars, separating the cash from the rest of the day's earnings. That evening, the money once again transformed into ghostly notes. By now, thoroughly spooked, the owner immediately reported to the police. When authorities forced their way into the unresponsive apartment, they discovered the grisly scene of four bodies prone on the floor. By the state of their decomposing bodies, they had been dead for some time, but their neighbors claimed that they heard the sound of Mahjong being played from the flat. And the coroner also reported in disbelief that there was food in the corpse's digestive system that had been only digested for a day or so, something that shouldn't have been possible given their projected date of death. This case also was also made the national papers and was widely discussed back then. What do you think of it? Now, I was looking up and I was trying to find the newspapers of it. I couldn't find it. I don't know if it's just, you know, an urban legend, which kind of sounds like it is just based on how it's being, you know, spread throughout the internet.
Right.
But I was really curious to see if I could find, like, a newspaper article about that incident. However, I was not successful in doing so. But it is a very interesting story.
Yeah. I definitely like it.
And it's nothing too out of the ordinary. I mean, like, the digestive part, like, with the food and all that and their system is a little weird. And, I mean, the whole situation is weird, but, I mean, it's honestly not that far-fetched, I feel like.
Right. You know?
I mean, maybe the food was just that fucking good.
That the dead was eating it?
That they were just... They died from eating it, you know?
So what do you... So, like, my thing is how are we... I don't know. Like, what do you think this urban legend is about?
Well, sum it up. People were paying with hell money. They were accepting it. The manager was getting pissed off. He went back to go check. He didn't get really a response, and the police went to go check it, and it was four dead bodies on the floor, and their fingerprints matched the ones on the dollars. Also, the food was in their systems, and it was digested, and it shouldn't have been with how long they've been dead. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe it's... I mean, honestly, the closest thing I think to is coal, right?
Okay.
Easy. Hell money.
Yeah.
And like four different people. What do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I think this is one... Like, I mean...
It's a weird story. Like, I wish I got more on it, but that's the only text I got on the internet.
I don't know. I don't know if it is like a story that's just been passed down.
Yeah, it's like kind of.
And then
maybe
like
don't
it just
use
changed
money because they're trying to maybe like
it got like modernized
right
in the restaurants and stuff, or if this is like
kind of like the last one we did, Slipmouth Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like that. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out is what would be the reason for this story. If it is an urban legend,
like
is this an urban legend or is this something that
I
truly
looked
happened?
Up, I did come around the mythology.
Mm-hmm.
of Hong Kong.
And this is in it?
And it was in it, yes. But, like, honestly, like, you know, I searched up terms like December 1989, Sha Jing Tang, Hell Money, Bodies Found.
Yeah.
I even went back as far as 1999. I couldn't find any articles on it.
Well, I mean, you would have had to probably search in China.
Actually, I was planning on doing that, but I didn't end up not doing it.
I just don't know how to, if it would be able to be translated. That'd be, like, the only thing to me.
I get the same stuff. I just did it. I looked up on Google Hong Kong, and I looked it up, and you get the same stuff, basically.
Gotcha. Huh. Well, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what, if it is, like, I just don't know. Is it an urban legend? Is it not?
I would say it's an urban legend, but that's, like, this is the only, the thing is about it is how I feel is this is the only variation of it on the internet. We don't know over there. It could actually be a lot more, like, they could have more on it in a physical way.
Mm-hmm.
There could be, that could actually happen, but it could be the classic scenario of it getting passed down and kind of getting changed and maybe a little bit morphing into, like, maybe they were using Hell Money. Maybe it was just a group of kids. Maybe there's a whole other situation. Like, the Hell Money probably wasn't the reason why they died, but I could see a reason why, like, they were trying to use the Hell Money as, like, trying to be funny or just trying to, like, you know, get free food, basically.
Yeah.
And somehow, I mean, if they're already doing that, they might be in trouble already. Like, they might just be known for getting in trouble.
Right. Now, in the story, I can't remember, was it just Hell, like, was it burned?
Like,
it was not burned.
It was not burned. It was not end up being burned. So, the owner kept on finding the Hell Money in the drawer, and he was getting pissed off because obviously.
Okay, so you know what I think it is? I think it's one of the fucking workers.
Really?
They take the real stuff and then they trade it out during their shifts.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think that's the moral of the story. Don't trust your fucking employees. I'm just joking.
It sucks because, I mean, that's a true thing.
It is sometimes, but no, like, I mean, it is a weird thing to think about. I mean, that would be, like, the only, in my head, kind of logical thing, unless it's fucking real.
Okay, so, I mean, there's no reason not to. Like, the fact that I can't find anything on it, like, okay, yeah, that might, you know, be, like, it's fake, and somebody just, like, there's a possibility that somebody just came up with it, you know, in the past, because I couldn't find anything, on it from 2000, or 1990, so I had typed in 1990, even though, like, obviously, there's not anything till 2009. I couldn't find any articles on it. I didn't go as far as Wayback Machine. I didn't go that deep into it. But as far as Google goes, I didn't find anything on it from that time period. I went even up to 2014, I want to say. I didn't find anything on it. Let's see here. If I go to Custom Range, I'm doing some live action right here. Go to 1999. Say 2016. I might be able to find it if we do that. But as far as I know, the stuff that we're reading was put on the internet not that long ago.
Right.
So, you know, also that kind of makes it not as believable in my opinion, just because
actually
2019. So I searched up 2019, like all the way up to December 31st, 2019, and I finally got the actual thing.
Yeah.
But, looks like, let me do it one more time just to make sure. Yep, 2019 is the first time it appears on Google as far as I know.
Okay.
So maybe it's just a thing that kind of got lost in the sauce for a little while.
Right.
And then someone kind of coughed it up on the internet. That's a complete possibility.
Right.
But as far as that goes, it didn't appear on Google for a very long time. But also, I kind of like the idea that it is true.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it...
Obviously not for people dying, but...
The only thing that would get to me...
It's kind of a cool story. It's a little creepy. Kind of gives me, what do you call it, Hashling and Slasher vibes, because it involves a restaurant. So...
I just don't... For me, personally, I just don't think...
Enough behind it.
No, it's just the tummy part, like having food still in their bellies. Like, I'm just like, eh.
It's like the ending of a scary story at a campfire. It's like they still had food in their stomach.
They digested, still had food in their bellies.
But they're not supposed to be able to, you know? Yeah, I can understand that. Either way, it's a very short story, but it does kind of like, if you're younger, I could see it kind of being like a good scary story, you know? Like,
help. It's something that I would like,
in a way,
that's like an urban legend that I would tell for a while,
then I feel like it's scare youth away from Hell Money.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, Hell Money's not good. They die from it. So you shouldn't be using it. You know what I mean?
Well, are you sure I don't think it's that they died from it. I think it was that they were using it because their family burned it for them and they were able to use it in the afterlife and they were using it on their food.
Right. True.
Maybe it's promotional. Like, hey, my fucking food's so good that people are coming. Yeah, like people from the afterlife are paying.
They arrived in the afterlife, and the first thing that they said is they wanted some. What do you call it?
Kung Pao chicken.
Shawshank Tang. Oh, some Shawshank Tang.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I actually read about Shawshank Tang. That was a cool one too. It actually started off as being called Bingsut, also known as Ice Room in English, and it was a place that basically sold whole meals. It would just, you know, it would provide like light chilled refreshments such as red bean ice and sandwiches and all that, and then it eventually became Shawshank Tang.
Gotcha.
But it was very interesting to read into it. I really wish I could just get a deeper dive into it, but it's not that easy. Can't find anything on it.
Well, I mean, maybe that's just it. It's all good.
But maybe that's
just
it.
A legend.
You know, that's, I mean, that's enough too, right?
Right. Like, I mean, it is.
But I mean, either way, it's not a bad one. I do like the idea of using Hell Money in it, you know. I do recommend looking at Hell Money as well. It looks kind of cool, the designs that they have on it.
Yeah, I saw some. I looked through I wanted to see what they were looking like before they were burned. Because at first I was like, damn, that'd be crazy if they're fucking over here burning real money.
Yeah, the video I was watching on it was like, in the real world, if you burn American U.S. dollars, it's a crime. Okay. But if you burn Hell Money, it is not. You know, I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Like, who's burning their fucking money? Like, who are these people?
The Joker.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's weird that you said that.
Why?
Because I just patched a picture of the Joker on my computer.
Oh, okay. I got you. So yeah, I mean, so, but what are you? So what do we want to say? Do we want to say this was
urban
a real
legend.
Story?
Okay. Internet urban legend, in my opinion, it's classic. It honestly, in my opinion, it fits the creepypasta.
Like it fits the remote.
It fits the it's basically a creepypasta. Wasn't posted on the creepypasta forum, but in my opinion, it very much fits the creepypasta-esque.
In my opinion.
IMO, it fits the creepypasta vibe.
In my opinion.
Pass the vibe check, in my opinion.
My opinion.
In my opinion.
Oh my god.
In my opinion.
God damn it.
What was wrong?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay. So, but that was it. That was for the Hong Kongies out there.
Anyway,
is that not a good nickname? The Hongi Kongies.
I don't know, man. Anyway,
is that bad? Thomas is looking at me like that's bad.
I forgot he was here.
What's up?
Anyway, but yeah, no.
I'm just gonna like try to type in something like that real quick.
From Colorado, they consider us Coloradans.
Honky conky. It's not fucked up. I don't think it's bad. I just try to type it in here. It doesn't look bad at all. Honky conky.
Yeah, we'll get 5,000 viewers after this one. I'm sure. Alternative podcast.
Well, yeah.
What do you think about it, Thomas? You didn't know anything about this before.
I was just looking at the national, the actual, the PC.
Oh, the PC version?
PC version.
What is it?
I got a couple of them.
The Hunger Kongians?
No, you got Hong Kongian?
Yeah.
Oh, you see it? There we go.
Hong Kongers.
Hong Kongers.
Hong Kongies.
Hong Kongies.
See, I was Hongi Kongies.
All right, back to what I was talking about.
It's a fun thing to say. Say it out loud. Just Hongi Kongies.
What do you think about the story? Yeah, I know you're not really into this kind of stuff, but you heard the story. Like, I know, obviously, you think it's an urban legend, but what do you think about the story itself? Like, do you think it's... What would you rate this story writing?
I'm pretty sure it's like an urban legend.
Oh, for sure.
This kind of... Especially with the lack of internet evidence.
Yeah.
Especially since it was popping off back in the 90s. Yeah. It's just very... It's very much more of a word-of-mouth type of deal. Especially
yeah, it's more of a pre-internet thing, honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Thank you for whoever posted it out there.
Yeah, there we go. So it actually could have been a thing, just no one really posts about it since it was, you know, in Hong Kong. And it's not, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be as available to us, but even looking at the Google from Hong Kong, we didn't get much.
But yeah, one of the biggest things is, like, with the food that's still, like, in their stomach. That's the biggest part of the fall of the whole thing.
You don't think they were zombies?
No.
My only guess would be
if
they had, like, some kind of disease that made them deteriorate faster.
Yeah, they were exposed to like something. Yeah,
they could have been exposed to an agent, or if they had, they might have had some kind of flesh eating disease, which I'm pretty sure
that's never good.
Yeah,
it's never good.
Never good.
Fucking good, guys. Flesh eating disease, not good.
Or not good for me. Doesn't pass the vibe check.
Or if someone set it up, they could have possibly like put it there, but that's very, very far fetched.
Baby, that's no good.
Very far fetched.
It is far fetched.
When the truth is.
Yeah, it's just
I kind of agree with you. Like maybe it probably was one of the employees. It's like
yeah, one of the employees, man. It just sounds a little too, you know. Yeah.
However, the very small possibility of it being real—that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah, it would be crazy.
Imagine it happened to us. Like
I don't want that. No
money. It's like Obama money. It's Obama bucks.
Why is it Obama?
That's the only other money I can think of. Because
it's actually kind of funny because
somebody that I know is trying to collect Obama bucks, and they're like, "If you see any, just give me it."
Wouldn't you like?
I haven't seen Obama.
I feel
like since 2012.
I'm pretty sure
they made Trump bucks.
They did make. It was Trump bucks. My bad. It was Trump bucks. I didn't know about that.
That was a thing.
Fucking A, man. So stupid. Jesus. Oh, gosh. At least, like, do, like, Polk or something, right? Or was it Taft? Was he the one that got stuck in the bathtub?
Where do they find this shit? The bars? Do they find it at bars? Like, who supplies these bucks and who and how do you get them?
Amazon.
California? You mean the Republic of California?
Yep. Amazon.
Yeah. They're going to make their own currency again. Pretty sure.
Yeah, when they fall from the San Andreas.
I feel like if the world goes to cryptocurrencies, I feel like states probably have their own cryptocurrency. I know we have like a national one, but like subdivided.
That'd be interesting. And like every state has its own like value. So it's like you try to trade Georgia bucks with California. Like I don't fucking
want. I mean, that was the reason. I mean,
it's like 0.1%
kind
of
purpose,
California buck.
But like I feel like they might have like low level stuff, especially for taxes.
The fucking Georgia.
That's weird. I never thought about that. I'm not
because
to
that's
get
what
on
it used
like
to be
crypto
before,
talk, but
yeah,
no,
I mean that,
I never
that's what
about
it used
either.
To be before the Civil War.
It makes sense though, right? Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Because everyone, every area had their own
again
currency, but like, currency, you know, once they unified as one nation and had a federal government, then
they just got to back it by something
currency.
That makes sense. They would all be backed differently though, too. That would also be,
that'd be crypto.
Interesting.
It'd be crypto.
It'd be backed by like Bitcoin. Yeah.
So how does Bitcoin?
It's a Ponzi scheme.
I don't even know who created it. That's the craziest thing.
Yeah,
some guy
out there.
He found it in the computer. It's in the like you just got to go into your computer and start mining it away. It could be in your computer. Probably not, but it could be.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
It's in your ass. That's where
it's is like fuck off. Jog on, bitch. So. But yeah, well, do you got anything else to say about it?
No, I think that should be everything.
All right.
Can't wait for next week's episode. It'll be good.
Yeah, that one.
I don't know if I'm being a part of it. I was not invited, so.
How were you not invited?
I was never given. Am I there? Will I be there?
The fuck does that mean?
Well, we don't know yet. Tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. I mean, yeah, you,
well,
you
I mean,
should be. Dude.
No, that shouldn't affect it. I mean, you get, like, there are ways.
Yeah.
Can I get a call?
I just, yeah. Don't even worry. Don't even trip. Don't fucking worry about it.
Anyways, yeah. So we'll...
Hey, don't worry about being on the episode.
we'll see you guys next week. But I guess she wanted me to.
It's just.
I want somebody.
I was watching Kim.
Yeah, you told me.